all going to be lovely.
Hi, so I'm here with Eileen Ramsey, who's the RNA Honourable Chairwoman, would you say?
I just say chair.
Just chair. Okay, so what's your role, what do you do? And you must be a writer as well.
Oh yes, I'm a writer. But chair is sort of in charge of making sure that everything works. So there's a great committee, the RNA has a committee, and we all get together once a month or so and talk about how things are going. And people write to me with problems that they've had from publishers or all kinds of problems. And then I help try to deal with them or put them in touch with the right person to deal with the problem. And there are just so many things. Sometimes authors, publishers will write to me and ask if I know somebody who would do such and such a thing. And that's actually lovely. It's a lovely, instead of the writers always knocking on publishers' doors, it's rather splendid when the publisher knocks on my door and says, can you do that? We've had two this year that we've been able to help out. So I think that's rather positive.
Now, romance novels are the best-selling books in Britain.
They are, yes.
And yet they're so kept undercover. Is that because the newspapers are run by men and they want to write reviews about military books and things?
Well, I really don't think that's so. I think there's a great deal of snobbery, a lot of it in libraries. Where they think...
But that's exactly where the people that go to libraries are looking for a good read.
But, yes, they tend to like books. Literature is the thing that... Sort of, and they don't realise, because they haven't read them, that some of these novels are splendid literary novels, which happen to tell a darn good story. So,
but aren't all good... All books a good story. And that is what a good book is. So how can you
Not all books, not all books. Ian Rankin, the crime novelist, I know him because we're both Scottish. And Ian said to me one day, Eileen, there are two kinds of books. Forget genre. There are good books and bad books.
I
think that's actually...
The RNA, I just was talking to Bella, who's just come in as a young writer.
Yes.
To the RNA. I mean... Why do you do it? You know, this is probably all voluntary. I don't know, but what do you get out of it, Eileen?
Well, you find somebody who's written an absolutely stonking book that you want to buy everybody for Christmas, or you just think this year the Joan Hussein, there were so many really good books. One or two that I think, gosh, I wish I'd written that, you know. And when that happens, it's really very exciting. You see somebody coming along who will set the world on fire, who will be writing great stories, you know, for a long time. It's really quite lovely. I was helped at the beginning. Well, my first novel actually was written for my master's degree when I lived in California. But then over here, an editor helped me by introducing me to a good agent. And people just... And I said to her, she had a writer who was a friend of mine, who was a very famous writer. And I said, I don't want to talk to her because I don't want to be using you. And she said, Eileen, that's absolutely ridiculous. In this business, somebody holds out their hand, take it. And so I've been trying to hold out my hand.
Well, everybody says here it's the friendliest association, it's supportive, it's inspiring, and I'm getting such a good vibe off everybody tonight. And yeah. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Come to our Christmas party. Why don't you give me your card?
I will be coming straight to your party because it's something I love. It's a party.
Well, and then you'll meet people and that would be lovely. Yeah, I'll make sure that you're invited to the party.
Thank you so much.
So send me your email and everything.
I will, Eileen.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.